Zeke, a white Great Pyrenees, barks at his owners as they unlock the gate to the pasture he is guarding. He's not angry with them. He's simply doing his job of protecting his herd of alpacas. Jane Dula is the owner of a farm in Elkins called Land of Green Ginger Alpacas. She and her family got Zeke to guard their animals after moving to the area last December.
We had seen an ad on TV. They used to have the ad on TVs for alpacas. And I had seen them about 5 years previous to that in Peru. I went to Peru with a group of college students. I went back to college late in life. And I'd seen them out there and fallen in love with them. So when I saw the ad, I got really interested and started looking into it. And then we realized that we could actually, you know, actually have a reasonably good-sized farm with the small amount of acreage that we had, because they were saying you could have 10 alpacas to an acre. They're fully insurable, and that they're a good investment, that there are a lot of tax benefits from owning them. And so we decided to get a couple and see how we liked it. So we started off with two pregnant females. In fact, our very first alpaca, who's now 15 years old, had a baby yesterday. She's still having crias for us. Baby alpaca is called a cria, C-R-I-A. And she had beautiful little baby boy for us yesterday. She's 15 years old, so we've more than got our money's worth from her. We've had seven or eight babies from her.
Originally from England, Dula met her husband in Florida, and they ran an alpaca farm there for about 7 years. When they moved to the Ozarks, they brought the entire farm, all 60 animals, as well as their family and their pets, 6 dogs, 3 birds, 3 cats, and 7 people. They also brought along the name of their farm.
The money that went into buying and starting our business, our alpaca business, came from a building that had been owned by my parents for many, many years. My father had a successful real estate business in England, and it was on one of the oldest streets. It was an old tannery building, and the street was called Land of Green Ginger. And we sold that property to put the money into the business, and it had been a very lucky building for us, so we wanted to continue that look and name it after Land of Green Ginger.
Alpacas are native to South America, but they were imported to the United States in the early 1980s. Their lifespan is about 20 years, and their gestation period is about 11 and a half months. There are 2 types of alpacas, the Wakaya and the Surrey.
Most people are familiar with the Wakaya, but those are like the fluffy teddy bear type. The Surreys have long, lustrous, silky locks, and if they're not sheared, they grow like dreadlocks all the way down to the ground. They're the rarest of alpacas, and I've checked in Arkansas, there aren't very many alpaca farms at all, and the ones that I have found, they don't breed Surreys, so I think we're the only, can't say for sure, but I think we're the only Surrey breeders.
Dula has both types of alpacas on her farm, and she says the animals are typically raised for their fiber.
Their fiber is softer than cashmere. It's stronger, 4 times stronger than sheep's wool. It's hypoallergenic. There's no lanolin in the fiber, so you don't have to use any chemicals to process it. And it doesn't have that prickly feel that wool has. So a lot of people that are allergic to wool can wear alpaca next to their skin. And they've been raised for that for thousands of years, for the fiber. In fact, in Peru, they used to call it the fiber of the gods, because only royalty could wear alpaca. And so that's what they're raised for, the fiber. Now in Peru and Chile and Bolivia, they do actually use them for meat as well, but not here in the United States.
Tucked away on a hill in Madison County, about 25 acres of the farm is fenced. In addition to producing fiber, Dula also sells the alpacas and helps other people set up their own farms. She says it doesn't end with the sale. They try to guide others through the whole process and help make them successful.
I mean, the main money at the moment in the business is in breeding and helping other people set up farms. We're a breeding farm. There aren't enough alpacas even now in the whole of the United States to have a mill working full-time processing alpaca fiber. And until there is, most of the fiber's processed in small mills at the moment. But eventually, the vision is that there'll be farms with 100 acres that have 1,000 animals that are purely bred for fiber only, not for breeding stock. And that's going to be the future of the industry. But we do use all our fiber. I never spun. I could never spin before I got alpacas. I've learned to felt and needle felt, process all my own wool. I don't process every little bit of it because I have too much now. We're getting more and more animals. We've got 60 animals, so what's left goes to a mill and is processed into yarn and sold to stores.
The alpacas are very low maintenance for their owners. Dula says the animals are quite efficient with their food, and during the winter, she only needed about a bale and a half of hay a day to feed 60 animals.
There is a special alpaca chow, if you like you've got dog chow and horse chow, which is pellets, and we give about a pound of that a day per animal in the winter. Now, with the summer pasture, we're not even giving pellets anymore. We're not giving the supplement. We're just giving them minerals at this point because they can sustain themselves on the pasture that we have. They have two toes. They're from the camelid family. They're related to camels and llamas. They're about half the size of a llama. A llama can get to about 300 pounds. They get to about 150 pounds. They have the two toes with pads on the bottom, so they don't tear up the land, like a horse would and such. The toes need trimming occasionally, so that's some maintenance. You also have to trim the teeth as well, if they need it. Not all of the animals need it. We just usually trim once a year when we shear them. They usually get the toenails trimmed, the teeth trimmed, and they get their annual shots all at the same time. So your daily maintenance with the animals is basically make sure they've got fresh, clean water. If it's in the winter, you would give them their pellets, their feed. And that's basically it on a daily basis. You need to worm them, obviously, like any animal, they're wormed.
They also need to be sheared about once a year. Dula says most alpaca farm owners use professional shearers. Lucky for her, her son is a trained shearer.
He went for training and he apprenticed with one of the best shearers in the country. He now has his own business, so my other son is shearing with him this year. They're shearing in the United States, and then he has 1,000 animals to do in Germany. He is shearing in Italy and France, and also in England. So he makes enough money in 4 months in shearing for the whole year. And he's young, and he just backpacks most of the rest of the year. Travels the world, so he has a good life. But when he shears, it's very hard work. I mean, they're shearing every single day. He'll shear 40 to 50 animals a day.
In addition to producing fiber, alpacas can also participate in shows. Dula explains that the more awards alpacas win at these shows, the more valuable they can become. For example, she recalls a male alpaca being sold at auction for about $460,000, and his breeding fee was set at $10,000.
A lot of people prepare their animals for the show, and they will wash them. But you can't use anything that enhances the luster. If they feel, they can tell when they look at the fiber if you've used anything that's to increase the shine, because they're judged on the luster of their fiber and the length and the fineness and everything else. So when you put an alpaca into an alpaca show, they're not just judging them for the conformation, they're also judging for the fiber, the fineness of the fiber, the density. How much fiber is on the animal. In the case of the Wakaya, you're looking at the crimp, which is the little crimps in the fiber. You're also looking at the color to make sure it's consistent throughout the blanket. And they're also then looking at the conformation, nice straight back, good proportions. They look at their bite, the teeth. So it's very competitive. There's a lot of different things that they look at. In the case of the Surrey, they're looking for fineness again, but also and density, but also luster, the shine, because that's why their fiber is valuable, because of the luster in it.
Some of the items Dula has made from the alpaca's fiber are available at All My Treasures Flea Market in Fayetteville. More information can be found at greengingeralpacas.com. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.